Early Breakfast with Abs on your number one news and talk station.
This Thursday, the 12th of October, is World Sight Day. We are speaking then, or rather joining you on the line this morning, is visually impaired speaker, author, blogger, and disability consultant, Lewis Strachan. Lewis, who's determined to simply never give up. Lewis, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Good morning, Abs.
And to you listening at home, by the way, if you want to be part of the conversation, we more than welcome you to be part of the conversation. I tell you what, Lewis, I was speaking to Rafiq, and Rafiq says to me, Abs, read this line. I control my life, my blindness doesn't. Tell me more about that.
Well, it was a decision that I came to probably several hours after the doctors broke the news to me that I was going to be blind for the rest of my life. And I realized that I had a choice. I could go home and give up and basically hand control of the rest of my life over to my blindness, or I could choose to move forwards with my life and see what was still possible for me as a blind person living in a sighted world. And at 21 years old, that didn't seem much of a choice to me. And it's really the choice to move forwards really has impacted on my life and has allowed me to take up so many opportunities that life has offered me since then.
Taking me back to that year, 21 years old, you've lived your life, you were seeing and you get this news. Walk us through your life story leading up to that and as you say, finding out about this news. I mean, I hear you saying that this is, you had to go through this, but it must have been devastating.
I was really fortunate. I was in my final year of my Bachelor of Arts degree at the time at the University of KwaZulu-Natal. And I think there were a number of things that did work for me. I'm a very determined person. Some people might say I'm stubborn. I've got a very positive can-do attitude. And as well, I have an amazing support system from my family and friends. And that really did help with the transition that of facing the world, going from sight to sight loss. And I know it takes a number of people a lot longer than that to work through the change process. But for me, it was something that happened incredibly quickly and incredibly, not always easily, but yeah, I think I had a lot working in my favor.
And talking to that, though, you will be sharing your story, you have shared your story in several events celebrating World Sight Day. What is it a question of also, supporting those that might be going through something similar to you? What is your motivation?
There are several things. I think my main purpose is to demystify disability, to help people understand that this is how someone who's blind accomplishes simple everyday tasks. And by raising that kind of awareness and sharing my story of what is possible, I believe that it kind of diminishes the gap between the lack of understanding that most people have. Most people don't have much exposure to someone with a disability, not just someone who's blind. So anything that I can do to raise awareness of how we live our lives, how we do the things we do, I believe will help to just bridge that gap between the sighted and those who are with a loss of sight. And that fosters communication, it fosters inclusion, and hopefully it also fosters employability of persons living with disabilities.
It's 47 minutes past four. Good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining me on the line. And joining you on the line is Lewis Strachan, who is a speaker, author, blogger, and disability consultant, joining us this morning to just tell us more about her journey into becoming the individual that she is today and how she continues to share her story in uplifting ordinary South Africans. And talking about this, you may be part of the conversation if you have experienced similar. 021-446-0567. That is the number that you can dial, or you can send your SMSs to 31567. Lewis, we talk about South Africans and we talk about ourselves as a growing nation, and I'd like to believe that we're a nation that continues to adapt each and every year that we are given. Are we, as South African, opening up our minds to the needs of those that have, shall we say, visual impairment or any other disability? Or do you feel that maybe we are taking some steps backwards?
I certainly don't think we're taking steps backwards. I think that there's a lot that we're doing right in South Africa to support the needs of persons living with disabilities. I think it's a global problem. Talking to visually impaired friends of mine from the UK, from the USA, from Malaysia, they're experiencing similar types of challenges across the world that we are here in South Africa. And I think the biggest challenge that I'm seeing is around employment. It's sometimes scary, I can imagine, for someone who doesn't understand what a person who is visually impaired is capable of doing. It might be scary to say, well, can I employ them? Can they do the job? And there's so much technology out there that levels the playing field. It makes people with disabilities so much more employable now, and they can become a truly productive part of any workforce with the right skills. And I think that is the biggest challenge area that we need to work on probably globally for challenges facing those with visual impairments. But I do believe that we're doing a tremendous amount right in South Africa in terms of supporting and fostering those persons with disabilities.
In talking about that, I do believe that you have some upcoming events. Would you mind mentioning one or two?
Well, I think the main one for me to mention is that I will be telling my story and selling my book, A Different Way of Seeing, at the South African Guide Dogs Association World Sight Day dinner on Saturday the 14th of October. And that's going to be held at Kelvin Grove, and there are still tickets available. From the South African Guide Dogs Association office.
And talking to that about your book, though, is it already available? Is it already on the shelves? Can we get a copy? Where can we get a copy, rather?
One of the challenges as a writer these days is that as a self-published author, it's often hard to get your books into bookshops. And maybe some of your listeners out there might be able to come in and say that I'm wrong in that perspective, and this is a bookshop that does. But I generally found that the best way for me at this stage to sell my books is to do so through my speaking events and through my website. And may I give that website address?
You can give it, and we'll also keep it. Rafiq will keep we'll keep one for the listeners in case they call in to ask for it.
Thanks so much. The address is www.loisstrachan.com, and that's spelled LOISSTRACHAN. So www.loisstrachan.com.
And just finishing off, Lewis, though, we've got listeners that are listening to us this morning. What is the one message that you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Don't let your life be controlled by your disability. Develop the attitude and the can-do attitude, and have the determination to move forwards with your life, build your skills, and live a life of purpose. There's so much that is still possible for us, despite our visual impairments. And in my life, I've learned that there is so much that I can do. Why should I worry about the very few things that I cannot?
Lewis Strachan, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Thank you so much for inviting me as a guest.
Thank you so much. And to you listening at home, that was Lewis Strachan, visually impaired motivational speaker and disability consultant.